The final financial information from the haunted house in October showed $3,720 amounts given to the curling rink, the Forum skating rink and the daycare. There will also be a pair of $250 school grants given to students showing creative spirit with a love of arts and the community. The RTR group at the United Church held a pie baking gathering on December 10 and baked 164 pies. Many of these pies were pre-ordered. What a great fundraising group they are. Carrie Lamorio and Will traveled to Rehina on December 9 and spent the weekend there. They joined Will's aunt Stacy and cousins Kate and Sarah Heffernan to celebrate Will's 12th birthday. Sympathy to Evelyn Pettersson and Shirley Paulson on the passing of their mother Geraldine Kidson. She passed at Deerview Lodge on December 10 at the age of 91 years. A celebration of her life will be held in the spring. The Ladies of the Free Methodist hosted an appreciative group of ladies at their annual Christmas party on December 12. There was a guest pianist and singer, singing of carols, a gift table and tables laden with a variety of food items. Reverend Bev Kay gave a meaningful Christmas message. The Light Up Wawota judging was completed December 9. The judges, Marie Vale, Janice Wilson and Jean Bogner, were transported around town in the handy van and were to pick five of the best light displays. The winners were, in no particular order, Kevin and Tracy Lincoln, Dwight and Debbie Worley, Debbie Seville, John Scammell and Linda Riddell, and Andre and Svetlana Mishtel. And happy 48th birthday to our son, Kenton Olson, on December 15. He shared his birthday with Grandma Irma Olson.